Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, years after the fact, MSNBC is reporting about Mexican troops shooting at Border Patrol, kidnapping them, holding them hostage. We've got the reporter, Sarah A. Carter, who deserves a medal for pushing this out into the open discussion, joining us in 30 minutes, T-minus 30. Another InfoWar salvo coming up. I got a lot of other economic, government-sponsored terror news, the latest revelations in the puppy, ABC News saying this is psychological therapy, how they blow off steam. I guess that's how Jeffrey Dahmer did, too. Limbaugh says that that's how they blow off steam. This is a talking point. The Pentagon gives them these talking points. It's guaranteed. It's been admitted. So that's coming up, too. Right now, Chris in Florida, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you doing? I called you a few weeks back about Newt Gingrich and Joe Scarborough. And the other day you were experiencing technical difficulties. I absolutely believe that they're listening to your show and that they do censor out bits that they don't want you revealing.
Well, they can only do that by cutting lines and things. But then when we had the leader of the Lakota Nation on, who they admittedly surveil, both his two separate phone systems went down. We were trying to call him back. He said he's never seen that before. We had two ISDNs were going down. But look, the government admits they are targeting, quote, the Internet and alternative talk shows and testing ways to, quote, shut us down. That is official news.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, after I made my point, I actually was trying to continue talking. I don't know, maybe if you hit the button on me or what. But my phone usually just says call ended. It just turned off. I mean, it felt like I got zapped out of my hand.
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, but listen, we can start getting paranoid too, okay? I'm a big fish in this, about as big as it gets in the fight against the New World Order. And believe me, it's a position I don't relish or enjoy. Other than a lot of people in the movement who are in this movement for the wrong reasons get so jealous, and I've kind of allowed myself to enjoy that. I shouldn't, but it's sick. But I know how serious the enemy is. I know how dangerous the New World Order is. Walking point, being on the front lines, is a duty I have. And it's not fun at the end of the day. But, you know, people think that a helicopter flies over their house, it's surveilling them. Or people think that their phone cuts out, it's the government. The government doesn't have the personnel for that. Okay, do they have the army going to peace groups in Houston and Sacramento? Is that in mainstream news that the Pentagon spies on anti-war groups with physical agents dressed up like hippies? Yes. Do federal provocateurs go attack cops and then have the police attack the peaceful people? That's been exposed many times. That's mainstream news. But they have, you see them at key events, core events, and in big cities. They tried to beef that up. I mean, New York has thousands of agents. Even small towns, the feds will give a grant for, you know, anti-terror, domestic terror. Now, let's say they've got 10 deputies. One of them will be federally deputized and going around spying, looking for terrorists in Mayberry. And by the way, they're not talking about Al-Qaeda. It's all about gun owners and who's got a stockpile of ammo, and a neighbor talks about it, so they raid you, even though the ammo isn't illegal. Every day we see where they raid you for having, you know, 15 guns and ammo. And they'll say on the news, well, he told his neighbors that the economy might plunge. And so they freaked out and called the local terror deputy, and they SWAT teamed him. All the guns are legal, but they kept him in jail for a week and now won't give the guns back. I think I saw that, what, a month ago in Indiana? I mean, I'm just picking one case out. He told his neighbors, it said, buy storable food and gold. Guaranteed, one of my listeners. We could never get a hold of him after that. And just like when the people had the Ron Paul sign in their yard, or people have Ron Paul signs over and over again from Tennessee to Texas, and police show up and arrest them, or you fly an upside-down flag and the cop comes in and knocks your door down and beats you up and arrests you. Remember that? South Carolina? Or you got a sign in your yard saying our judicial system's a joke and they come arrest you, Tennessee? Or you hand out a Ron Paul video, they arrest you saying it's, and you know, they're crazy. They think it's Iraq where you're not allowed to have free speech. So that is going on. But it's not all-encompassing. It's not everywhere. And if we cower to that, they're going to win. But don't start jumping at shadows, okay? Mark, Will, Rich, Trent, and others. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The criminal occupational government we have is announcing they have secret police and announcing they're looking through your walls to create a chilling effect, like it's illegal or bad to speak out or have political views as a chilling effect. I know so many neocons and mainline liberals who will say, oh, a lot of what you say is true, but it's exaggerated, and the government's not that bad. Plus, I don't want them to come after me. See, that's double think. Oh, the government's not bad, but I don't want them to come after me. Or, shh. And I've had so many neocons march up to me at the RNC and other events over the years and say, none of this is real, but they're going to arrest you, they're going to get you, thinking they're messing with me. But deep down, they're the ones that are afraid. Look, this government's made up of our military, our FBI. It's made up of our citizens. And most of them are good. I want to be clear about that. But don't confuse that with those on top being bad and the integration, the top-down integration in a pyramidal power structure where there are very large, very wicked, very evil compartments that are doing all sorts of bad things. And then a lot of well-meaning people that have been brainwashed, who aren't that intelligent, or who aren't informed, haven't seen the full paradigm or even the edge of it, they think it's good to spy on peace groups. They think it's good to sneak around and be secret police. You know, years before they officially got rid of Posse Comitatus. By the way, they're just saying they got rid of it. They really didn't. They claim that, oh, well, if it's terror-related, we can have troops involved. But now they're involved in everything. So, as best I can tell, there are about 50,000 government-type spies from the federal government, actual spies. That's not that many, with 300 million people. Then you've got 440-something thousand truck drivers. There's no real terror. I've actually watched online. People videotaped it. The training program they do, the Eagle Eyes program and several others, where the feds pay local deputies, again, federalizing them covertly. They never see the forest for the trees, to go in. And the truck companies, to get better insurance points, again, they engineer it where financially it's good, send the truck drivers to be Eagle Eyes. These truck drivers are usually vets, hardest working people out there, tough jobs, professionals, and I mean, really good people, salt of the earth. And they say, hey, you caught the sniper. Hey, look for terrorists. By the way, that was all staged. Look for terrorists, but since there's not a lot of terror and crime. And then they teach them, did you see a mother? You know, when the kid's jumping around the car, smack them on the leg, write the plate down, call the police, cops pull them over, CPS the kid. You see, because these guys have gone through weeks of training, now they're on the road, and it said, you see a tarp flapping, you see people on the side of the road with a backpack. Now, I've got friends that like to hike across the U.S. They'll get their three-week vacation a year, they'll take it all at once, and they'll go march the Smoky Mountains. Sounds great, I'd love to do it. I'm a big hiker myself. Back when I had time, I go on little 3-4 day hikes. God, I love it. Just get so relaxed and really get close to God. It's great. But side issue, it's the kind of stuff I've had to give up to fight the New World Order, and I'm happy to do it. Doesn't matter now. You're walking down a side road, folks. They're going to come over and search you and put you up against the car. And then, of course, there's always an argument for that. So they've got the really big threat is the 26,000 preachers. We told you about it a year before it was in news. Plus, now, admittedly, training their flocks to turn in their guns, training them to go take forced inoculations, go to camps. They don't tell them the feds are paying them and training them. That's key to keep it secret, though it's now broken the news. We got the secret documents, again, a year plus before from Pastor Butch Paul, had some of the pastors on. Butch is on, by the way, 8 o'clock at night here on the network. Great guy. So that's all going. And look, the caller brought this up. I had to digress because this is so important. Then they have the InfraGuard, which is 23,000 executives spying on everyone and giving shoot-to-kill orders during martial law. And those documents have come out. And the FBI tried to spin it. Well, we do have them prepared for martial law, but they're not shoot-to-kill. They're just allowed to call us for shoot-to-kill. Folks, you don't need the FBI to get you secretly in a martial law shoot-to-kill thing. If you work at a power plant, they should have the policy that the managers are allowed to have firearms in their desk or even on them if you've got the training. I think there should be some training around a power plant. You're still going to have a few people go nuts. That's how life works. And, yeah, you see somebody running up with a satchel of explosives or something, take them down. But that's so rare, and then we study terror, and we find out it's always government. Even if it's some idiot Islamic who believes they're fighting for Allah, you track it back, it'll be CIA funding them, or Mossad, or Shin Bet, or MI6, I mean, again and again. So you've got all these groups out there, but, I mean, they were already there. It's all meant to spy on you. And so if we just expose this, we're going to be able to reverse it. All right, now I've got to go to your calls, and that means no matter how good your call is or how good the point is, I'm not going to be able to spend much time. Mark in Illinois, thank you for calling.
Hello?
Yes, Mark, go ahead.
Oh, hi, I've got information. I'm a little nervous, but have you ever heard of the late Nord Davis Jr. of North Point Teams in Topton, North Carolina?
No.
Well, in 1968, his first printing of the Dallas Conspiracy, he shows at a Life magazine.
Oh yeah, I've heard of the book. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And also, the second subject is a touchy one.
About that book. Hold on. About that book. Go ahead.
Well, I'm looking at. I know the guy. Well, I don't know. I'm looking at a copy of it on the internet that I could share with you how to get it. But it shows his name is D. Morenschild, A.K.A. Von Bornsgold, was this guy that's standing on the sidewalk with two fully automatic pistols with silencers, and the little girl that's famous for running up and all of a sudden she slows down. She witnessed a woman that had stepped in front of this man and was shot in the head, and there is, in the original Warren Commission report, the big one, that this police officer had blood on his left side of his helmet and the left side of his motorcycle.
I never heard that. I'll have to look into it. I would imagine if that was all documented, I would have heard about it. But, okay, what was your next point?
Well, it's the most touchy subject of all. I learned it 20 years ago, and I've grown with it ever since. And it is a fact. You can look in the 1980 Jewish Almanac, a Jewish rabbi stating, it is incorrect to call a modern-day Jew an Israelite or a modern-day Israelite a Jew. They are not Israelites. They're Israelis. And the Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic, and kindred people, commonly called the white race, which has been demonized, came out of Assyrian captivity. They migrated north over the southern Russian mountains of the Caucasus.
Oh, this is what Encyclopedia Judaica says.
Well, I don't know much about...
No. The first part was from Encyclopedia Judaica. The new stuff you're saying is British Israelism.
No, it's Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, white race, America, Canada, Australia, South Africa, it's white people.
No, but I mean, to be clear, though, I'm trying to see where the quote out of Judaica ends and where what you're saying begins.
Yeah, I know. I haven't actually read it. I don't have a 1980 Jewish almanac in front of me. You know,
well, I happen to have actually looked into that, and I appreciate your call. And the part you talked about with the rabbi saying that, that's in all the Jewish almanacs, and it's true. That about 80 to 85, they debate this, of Jewish people are Khazarian, and somehow the media says it's racist to even say this. No, it's in all the major Jewish encyclopedias, that they come out of the area north of Turkey. And it is a Eastern European group that's had some crossover into the Semitic group, but more Turkish. But if you really look at Turks, they were originally European in Anglo. And so the 80%+ of Jews are a mix of Germanic and Asian, okay? Whereas your mainline Semitic Arabs are a mix of Negro, Caucasian, and Asian. Now, again, this is the mainline sociology, mainline anthropology. You have the Caucasoids, the Negroids, the Asians, and those are your three major groups. And you've got groups that are divided where those groups have touched. The Vikings founded Moscow. The Vikings ruled up until about 800 years ago, right up into Turkey, coming into those fjords, coming into those rivers. This is great stuff. Any history book on the Vikings about their whole history will tell you this. They set up the trading civilization that's there, and they traded then with the Turks and the rest of them and the Persian Empire. They had trading routes literally with the camels and donkeys and ships would bring it right up to the rivers that the Vikings controlled, all into Russia, all into the steppes, all the way through Europe, through what's Germany today, up into Scandinavia. And so, and they also interbred a lot along those lines. So what you have is a Central and Eastern European group with small amounts of Nordic infused, and then you also have some of the genetics of black folks infused, because Arabs were also interbreeding, touching there, and they had already, at a larger level, intermarried with the North Africans and even Africans that were brought up as slaves from further south during the slave trade that, of course, goes back to even before the Egyptians. So since we're getting off into all this, each caller brings up incredible points. There's no way I can't really get into all this. So we are getting into it. So everybody's basically a Mongol. The Europeans always called everybody from Moscow on, or really from Poland on, Mongols, because they've been invaded by the Mongols. They've been invaded by the Huns and had been dominated in some cases for hundreds of years. And that's why, Vladimir Putin and others have these slant eyes. That's why you'll see somebody with blonde hair, blue eyes, but they got slant eyes. Just like if you were a white settler to the U.S. and you married an Indian woman squaw, you're going to, throughout your generations, because it's dominant genetics, going to have squinty slant eyes, like I have squinty Asiatic eyes to a certain extent, because a lot of sides of my family, especially on my dad's side, married Native American women. But again, it doesn't manifest in coloration. It manifests in the eye shape ears, things like that. Okay, we'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Finishing up briefly and back to your calls, what that fella brought up. So you've got about 15-20% who are Sephardic. And they're from the Middle East, and they look like Palestinians. And if you look at the old paintings from done by the Romans on walls, where they would paint the different groups that lived in Rome of what a Jew looked like. And you see like some of the Israeli soldiers. They got the dark hair, the high cheekbones, and you can totally tell they'll be right next to a Eastern European guy with red hair and blue eyes, and that will be that's the majority of Israel, and that is a they have popular terms for it, and then the terms popularly used, but the main group comes out of Khazaria. It was a huge area spanning from northern Turkey out to Greece, Macedonia, a huge border. And everybody always calls me like this is some big breaking, which is fine, breaking news. I mean, this is just mainline history. Now, when you get into Christian identity and British royal Israelism and the rest of it, every British king and queen for more than 1,000 years, even before William the Conqueror and 11 whatever came in, they have been coronated as sons of David, and they are coronated on the stone that supposedly Abraham almost sacrificed Jacob on. And they believe that they were, when the Christians showed up more than 1,000 years ago in the British Isles, they saw Hebrew. And a lot of them already thought that. So I actually looked into this about a decade ago. I didn't believe it. I was like, oh, that's just ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, the Europeans are Jews. Well, Jews is just one of 13 tribes, the tribe of Judah. Now, to say that all Europeans, came out of the Middle East and really are, no. But there's no doubt that they all migrated, different groups. It's known that Vikings were coming in and others were coming in from northern Europe into the Mediterranean, not just all the rivers that come out to the Mediterranean. There's a whole history that they burned up in Alexandria and the great... Folks, you want me to keep talking about this? It's pretty interesting, or should I take calls? I'm just going to take calls. I got to do whole shows on this because I actually have a pretty great knowledge of it. Because back before I knew all this stuff was so important, I was reading history books about it. I mean, you read Rise and Fall of Roman Empire, that stuff's in there. Let's go ahead and take another call. Will in Pennsylvania, then Rick, Trent, Steve, Joe, and others. Go ahead. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon, Alex. It's a pleasure to speak to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
Thank you. It's kind of interesting you were speaking about other countries earlier. I know the New World Order plan is global. However, George Green and others have stated that they've traveled extensively. You can't really get away from it anywhere. If you could pick one country, I've been thinking about New Zealand a lot lately and looking into that. What would you pick if you had to actually flee the United States for citizenship?
Okay, New Zealand, the Cook Islands, Costa Rica, even the Pacific coast of Mexico from Baja South is where all the big money's going. I'm not telling you go there because here's the deal. The U.S. and Europe are going to be the big targets of New World Order total domination because we're the core power centers. They've got to fully get us enslaved. They've already got China, other areas under their control, so they're moving on to us now. But they can one by one overthrow those other nations anytime they want, and the same planning grid is more ahead in some of those nations now than it is even here. It's just that they're not going to be the main targets at first. So nowhere is safe. You must stand and fight. Now, you can stand and fight running a website from New Zealand if you want. I'm not saying don't move where you want. But, the Gibsons in 68 left New York when Hutton won Jeopardy, grand champion. I think he won like $100,000 or something. He moved the family there for organic farming because he was worried about GMO then. And then it got just as bad, so they fled back over here. And now, Mel's bought a big ranch and is down in Costa Rica and is basically fortifying it. What do you do? I don't have the money to buy 5 acres in Costa Rica, much less, one that's 1,000 acres or whatever it is. I mean, what do you do? I don't know. I mean, can you get off the radar and go be forgotten and run a dive shop somewhere and have the New World Order leave you alone? Probably. But those slots are going to get filled pretty fast. Every day I think about if I had the money, running to someplace and trying to buy a little dive shop, but I'm not going to do that. Believe me, I'd love to take tourists out fishing every day. I'd love to take them out diving. I mean, I just can't get enough of the ocean, the jungles. I may have to go down to be with the Latin Americans to get away from the Reconquistas here. It's not that I want to get away from Hispanics. I want to get away from the ones Ford Foundation brainwashed to hate America. See what I'm saying?
Can I sneak one more question in?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. You've, for a long time, ignored the extraterrestrial threat, and understandably, it's hard enough to get this stuff down into people's consciousness.
Here's the deal. I got a guest coming up for one segment. If you want to hold over, I'll go to you afterwards and all the other callers. Okay, you want to stay there or have me let you go?
I got to go, but how about I call back tomorrow or sometime next week?
Okay. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live here. Sarah A. Carter is the National Security Pentagon reporter for the Washington Times. So she reports also, of course, on border security. She has won national prestigious awards for her coverage of the border situation in the North and the South. And for years, she's been breaking news. It was actually some time ago that she was on with Scarborough exposing and really for the first time nationally breaking this. We've known about it for more than 5-6 years, but now it's finally because of her and others getting national attention. Police held at gunpoint, kidnappings, people being shot. And I was talking to her in the break, and I said, bottom line, isn't it that the Mexican military generals are running the drugs? I mean, I've been down in southern Mexico and seen the Humvees guarding marijuana fields. They don't even hide it. Our government knows that. And so she joins us now because most Americans who don't live near the border have no idea from San Diego to Nuevo Laredo in Texas just how serious it is. But she has spent a lot of time in these literal war zones. And Sarah A. Carter, thanks for spending time with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sure.
Go ahead.
No, no. I mean, I'm just saying, please give us an analysis, a report on all the new developments and really a summation of what we're facing. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I was going to say, it's very true. There's a lot of people that really don't understand how serious the situation is on the southern border, and even to the extent where sometimes even some of our own government officials choose to ignore it, even though they know it's going on. This is a very serious national security issue in many respects, and it deals with an array from smuggling humans to smuggling narcotics, and the whole mix-up there is that there's many people within the Mexican government, within the Mexican military, that have already been bought and sold out to the drug cartels. So it's very different. It's very difficult to distinguish between, you know, those that are really trying to do the job and those that are sellouts to the drug cartels. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've been down in many of those same border cities. I spent an enormous amount of time in Nuevo Laredo investigating this, working with intelligence officials and others, and I have many, many sources, Mexican sources, who have said, please, you know, get the truth out, get the story out, because the people in Mexico as well are suffering from this, and they're hostages within their own cities.
Well, you talk about how Chernoff and others, and bipartisan, they just, this is big news, and there's still pretty much a news blackout on this.
That's right. There is. You know, and to a large extent, that's because the government won't come out and talk about it. But what happened was, a number of years ago, 2 years ago, I actually came across documents that exposed that the United States was actually monitoring Mexican military crossings on the U.S. border. And because of those documents, the story could no longer be ignored. And thank goodness for that, you know, that those documents existed. FBI officials, as well as local police officials, as well as federal-level officials in the DHS were monitoring how many times the Mexican military had been spotted crossing across the border. And, you know, these weren't just incidents where the Mexican military personnel were lost and accidentally crossed into our territory. And that's difficult for me to believe as well, that they would get that lost, that they would cross all the way into U.S. territory. But a lot of these incidents, they had actually spotted Mexican military assisting and aiding drug cartels moving their product into the United States illegally. And it's not just, like I said, it's not just narcotics. It's also human smuggling, which poses a significant national security issue when you consider that terrorists, and especially post-9/11, are going to try to find other ways to enter the United States. Very open border situation in particular areas of the border. And when you go into Mexico itself, and you know, you're in cities such as Nuevo Laredo, which we know we've seen extraordinary violence there. In fact, when I was visiting there, three people were gunned down about a block and a half away from me. At one point in time, it was a pretty terrifying situation. The sources that I was dealing with were so terrified that they hid. It was a very difficult situation to meet with them, and then actually see the damage for myself that these cartels have done. I'm talking high powered weapons, rifles, grenades, explosive devices.
Wasn't it three years ago that they kidnapped across our border 54 people? And then they held them ransom?
Yes, over a period of time, yes. And many of those people have not been found. You know, a lot of these Americans have not been located. I'm going to tell you something. You know, I was down in Nuevo Laredo, and I was there when Betty Flores was still the mayor of Nuevo Laredo. And I remember having a one-on-one conversation with her, and I said, look, there have been Americans in Laredo that have been kidnapped in Laredo and taken into Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And there's still no sign of them. Nobody has done anything about it. What are you going to do about it? What is going to happen here? Basically, the answer to me was, well, we believe a lot of those folks were involved with the cartels anyways. Well, that isn't true.
Well, remember South Padre Island? Remember South Padre Island right across? And there was over 100 women missing. And then over the border in far west Texas, it was hundreds and hundreds of people, and they kept digging up all the dead bodies?
That's right. I believe, are you talking about the Matamoros incident?
Well, it was Matamoros, and then that was in Texas Monthly that they were not making this.
Yes.
Well, I mean it's everywhere.
I remember that.
It's everywhere.
You're absolutely correct. It is. And it's a situation that's been ignored for quite a long time. And, you know, I remember, and I'll tell you, the first time that I went to, I began my investigations, and this was years ago. I was actually down in Baja, California. I'd found a tunnel, an open waterway that was being used as a tunnel for illegals to cross back and forth from Mexico into the United States. And there was also some other tunneling situations down there where underground tunnels where they were bringing in narcotics. And the first time I had ever heard about the Mexican military and other Mexican law enforcement officials being involved in the drug trafficking to this extent was when I was interviewing illegal immigrants getting ready on the Mexican side of the border that were planning on crossing over. And I asked them, they had brought up to me that they had hidden in the brush the night before because law enforcement officials from Mexico were down in the brush assisting drug traffickers with their load and bringing it through into San Diego, and that if they had seen them, they would have killed them on the spot, so that they had hidden there. And I thought to myself, this is amazing. If this is true and Mexican law enforcement officials and military officials are involved in moving narcotics, somebody in our government has to be monitoring it.
Well, I mean, every month or two.
Look for the documents.
Absolutely. Sarah A. Carter, a reporter for the Washington Times, won some of the most prestigious national awards for reporting on the border situation, especially in the South. Every few months, you can just Google Mexican government official arrested, Mexican government official found with hundreds of millions at his home. They're always getting caught, and it seems it's one cartel in the government ratting on another cartel in the government. Everybody knows Mexico, that large portions of the government are the drug dealers.
That's right. And look, it's difficult for our law enforcement agents and intelligence agents as well, because many times in order to move forward or to see what's going on, to establish who's in control of the cartels at that time, they need cooperation from the Mexican authorities, and that's very limited. I mean, there are times where, you know, the Mexican government does cooperate, but like many intelligence officials tell me, and DEA agents, a lot of times you don't know if you're giving the information to the bad guy or to the good guy. So it's better not to give too much information. There's, you know, and also the violence is so extreme. It's not like people just get killed there. You know, these kidnappings and these murders are gruesome. They are gruesome, and they defy all logic. I mean, if you're looking at even Nuevo Laredo, I mean, I remember last April, I was in, this was April 2006, sorry, I was down there, and I was actually interviewing some folks who had just experienced one of the most horrific scenes they had ever seen in their city. I mean, there was a massive shootout, and people were kidnapped, and they were describing the situation to me as the blood was all over the streets. It was the most horrific situation they had ever experienced. And guess what? Hardly no one reported on it. Not even the Mexican papers, because unfortunately, any reporter who tells those stories inside Mexico, in those cities, then becomes a victim of these cartels. And even inside their own newspapers, there are reporters who are actually spies for the cartels, who are getting paid on the side to report on the other reporters who might be trying to get the truth out. So this is a very complicated and very dangerous area. There's also a lot of economics involved. I mean, Mexico is our partner, our trade partner. There's a lot of people that don't want to bring this up for fear that they're going to lose something economically. I remember interviewing some folks out there in Laredo involved in the World Trade Bridge, and they were downplaying all the violence and saying that, you know, Nuevo Laredo and Laredo is going to be the crux of all new, you know, export, you know, bringing in trucking and shipments into the United States, cargo, and they don't want to lose that. So it's,
well, let's talk about the truth here. I've been down there. I had family just down there 2 weeks ago. They say it's all completely boarded up. It's 100% opposite of what it was just 10 years ago, thriving, fun place to go as a tourist. I mean, is it worse than it was 2 years ago, or is it just stagnated?
I think it's stagnated for a bit. I don't think it's worse, and I don't think it's better. Look.
Well, you've been there. Describe what it looks like. Describe what these border towns, especially with Texas, look like.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when the last time I was in Nuevo Laredo, which was about a year ago, it was devastating. A lot of the businesses had left and moved into Laredo, Texas. People were still terrified. People were still frightened. One of the most interesting moments, I think. You know, I remember going into a home of some sources there in Nuevo Laredo, and their house was so boarded up. It was unbelievable to withstand the gunfire. A lot of the families that had money in that area left. There was the battle inside Nuevo Laredo in particular, and then I'll go on to Juarez if you'd like, but the battle in Nuevo Laredo in particular was between the Sinaloa cartel and the Gulf cartel, two of the most dangerous narcotic syndicates in Mexico. Sinaloa is, Chapo Guzman is its leader.
And who has the backing of Los Zetas?
Oh, of Los Zetas? Well, it was Ociel Cárdenas. Ociel Cárdenas with the Gulf cartel. Now, remember, the Zetas and the Gulf cartel kind of merged into one. It's like they almost bought out, you know, they were former Mexican military, according to some sources, that now train new members. But Ociel was arrested. A lot of people have said that the Zetas have kind of taken over the organization. They're very militant, and they were in constant street battles with the Sinaloa cartel.
Now, ma'am, the info we get, and we know the CIA's been caught, subsections of it. We know a few years ago they caught the head of the Army for all Latin American anti-drug. Remember that colonel shipping in heroin and cocaine? And he got caught. But the point here is that we know there's a wink-wink. We know our big banks launder the money. A CIA aircraft a few months ago crashed with 3.3 tons of coke. And the info I get from DEA and other people is that our own government is covering up the true Los Zetas, you know, burning up cars, even blowing up some cars in Texas, that they're now, you know, as far north killing people in Indiana, Chicago, and that our government and the law enforcement's even scared of them, and that they're also even involved in corruption with some of the people in our own government.
I wish I had information to provide you on that, and I would. I know what you're saying about the crossing into the United States. I have heard that as well, that the Zetas have come into the U.S. And as recently as just this last year, where there was a kidnapping in Texas of a gentleman that I think they believed at that point in time, one of the cartels came in all the way into Texas, kidnapped a guy, and ended up being the wrong guy. You know, and the FBI was investigating that.
Well, you remember the car they blew up with somebody in it in Dallas, and that hardly even got news, barely. That's what I mean. This stuff doesn't even get attention. You're trying to cover it. I'm trying to cover it. There's so much of it. You know tons of stuff I don't. I know stuff you don't. That's what I mean, is how does this unwritten rule work where the media, even the Dallas Morning News, just plays this down?
You know, I have been asking that question for years. It is a huge story. It is a big story. It's bigger than most of us even know. And people are afraid of covering the story. They don't want to cover it. A lot of people don't. I mean, we hear reports, but we don't see in-depth details.
Is that because they've targeted reporters on both sides?
Absolutely, absolutely. I remember when I first went to when I first started doing my series, and I was crossing back and forth. There were people warning me, telling me, "Don't go back over there. Are you crazy? You're going to get killed. You're going to be targeted by the cartels. You're exposing them. You're writing these stories, and you're exposing them."
In fact, they've been blowing up news stations and newspapers on the border.
Well, let me tell you, that's true. I know many people very close to El Mañana newspaper, La Mañana, I'm sorry, in Nuevo Laredo, and I investigated that quite a bit. There was a young reporter there who was gunned down. He did survive but became paralyzed.
They also rocketed two different newspapers, right?
Correct. They did that as well, and they did grenade La Mañana as well. So they did grenade the paper there as well. So, I mean, this is very serious. I mean, some of the killings, Alex, it's unbelievable. There was a lady that ran a Chrysler dealership in Nuevo Laredo, and, basically in order to get her back, the Zetas kidnapped both of her children. I guess her husband had been involved in some smuggling for the rival cartel, Sinaloa, And these folks don't care about children or women or, you know, there's no distinguishing factors for them, and there's no line that they won't cross. And basically what they did was they kidnapped her children, which were 13 and 15 years old, her sons, and set them on fire in front of her after tying them up. This is a very vicious...
Now I want to be clear, and we're about to break, but let me just hold you 5 more minutes to the end of the hour. Is that okay?
That's fine, thank you.
Okay, because for those that don't know, Mexico, Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador, from southern North America down to the tip of Chile and South America, kidnapping is a way of life, and now we're seeing that start even in the U.S. By MS-13 and others. Do we want to live like they do in Guatemala? That's the big question, Sarah.
That is a question. And I mean, unless, and I know our law enforcement agents, there's a lot of them out there. They're doing their best job to bust these guys. But it's a very serious issue. And if it's not addressed, it's only going to get worse.
Stay there. Quick break. Final segment with our guest. Then your calls, economic news, and the latest info from the flashbang or whatever it is that went off at the Army recruiting station there in New York City. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're talking to Sarah A. Carter, national reporter of the Washington Times.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Attention GCN listeners, would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreedomtv.com. That's www.orderfreedomtv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreedomtv.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
We videotaped my interview with Lou Dobbs and I put images to it. It'll be up by about 4 o'clock today on our website. So hope you send it out there viral to everybody. when the live show's over on your AM/FM dial. If you missed the Lou Dobbs interview, it re-airs right when we start restreaming the show at 2 o'clock Central, coming up in about an hour and 5 minutes. We had him on for about 20 minutes, an amazing interview with Lou Dobbs. This is also another very important interview with Sarah A. Carter. I'm told she's writing a book about this. It'll be out sometime. I definitely want to get that out to people because I was talking to her during the break about how no one really reports on this, or if I see it in the local papers, in the back of the paper, I mean, think of some militia group rocketed somebody in Texas. It'd be national news, freakouts, calls for legislation. Think of some black national group did it, or think of some liberal group did it. You know, when some liberal group burns down a building, it gets news, and that it should. Some environmental group burns down some ski resort. But we've got murders, killings, bedlam. In the last 4 minutes we've got with you, Sarah, from the Washington Times, Sarah A. Carter, who writes weekly on these issues and daily, you've got the floor. Other key issues we haven't talked about, you know, the government, really, from what I've seen, is doing nothing on the border. No fence really has been built. McCain says he wants to block the fence. He doesn't want a virtual fence. I mean, I think we ought to put our troops on the border, and the next time Mexican troops shoot at them, light them up. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. I know if a citizen was shooting at them, they'd light them up. I mean, are we just going to put up with this?
Well, you know, it's up to the American people to look at this subject and to decide what they want from it, and to contact, you know, I believe their local leaders and their Congress and the president. This, you know, it's unfortunate that this issue is not discussed more. And I know that, you know, for many folks, and there's a lot of other reporters who have worked in Mexico and along the border region, specifically with the drug cartels, in regards to the drug cartels, and it's a dangerous situation for all of them and for the people living on the border, Americans and Mexicans alike. And ignoring this issue isn't going to make it any better. Getting the information out there, the right information, and finding solutions is probably where we
should
be.
Well, Sarah, you said it. If the media isn't reporting on it like they should, people can't put pressure because they don't know what's happening unless you're in the war zone. You told me during the break, I asked you, have you been threatened? How have you been threatened?
Well, there were a few different times that incidents like this came up. I started reporting prior to going to Mexico on the Mexican mafia, La M. And there was a threat, and it was mitigated. And it's a difficult. I mean, these are difficult subjects. They don't want this information coming out. And while I was in Mexico a few times, there was one incident in particular where a photographer that I worked with, Therese Tran, and I were chased in the city of Sasebe, and it was very harrowing.
Tell us about that, please. Tell us about that.
We were on our way to Altar, actually, which is a main point for drug smugglers and also for human smuggling. It's where they meet their coyotes and then move back across the border through Arizona into the United States. And we got into Sasebe. We were ditched by our guides, pretty much left us, and we headed on our way into Altar, and at that point we were confronted by large vehicles that came up behind us, chased us down the dirt roads on our way to this city out in the desert, and continued to chase us and almost rammed into us. I'm a pretty good driver. We made our way out of the city eventually, but it wasn't with a lot of fighting.
This is only a 70-second break. I know you're on your lunch break right now. Just 70 seconds. Stay there. Come back for 2 or 3 minutes and finish your story, and we'll let you go. I can't leave it there. This is incredible. This lady's amazing. Sarah A. Carter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.